Well, welcome back to our next edition of What's Up America with Mike Kara, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, Tex Porter from New Braunfels Falls, Texas. Want to get
you got
that,
it. You got it. New right Braunfels, Texas.
Yeah. And Tex, it's such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. And before we get started, you know, it's interesting because tomorrow is Veterans Day, and I understand that
you're
a proud veteran. Thank you so much for your service. And if you don't mind, before we get into the music, could you tell us a little bit about, you know, your military service?
Yes, sir. I'd be pleased to. I went into the U.S. Navy in 1982 and was on a ship, the USS Shasta, for several years, and we steamed around the world and, you know, had a bunch of buddies in the Navy. And, you know, it was peacetime. We went everywhere. We went all over California and Hawaii and the Philippines and Guam and Africa, you name it, Singapore. And it was a great experience for me. I really enjoyed it. And when I got out of active duty, I stayed in the reserves until my wife, Amy's dad, told me I better get out of the service now because I was getting married. So, yeah, I enjoyed my time in the Navy. And I'm a proud veteran and I love America. Yes, sir.
Well, great. That sounds great. So let's start and talk a little bit about your, you know, musical career. And so how did you get started in music?
Well, that's an interesting story, if you got a little time. When I was small, I grew up in Houston. And basically, my emotional escape, I'm from a very dysfunctional family. It was very violent and pretty crazy when I was a kid. My only escape was music and, you know, sports. So I loved watching music and listening to music and things like that. I would sing in the mirror when I was a kid and, you know, listen to 45s. When I was 14, all the friends in my neighborhood and I started a rock and roll band. And by the time I was 15, we used to play in front of like 1,000 people all the time, pretty regularly. And we would get $51 bills each gig. And we loved it, you know, because I guess 1975, that was a lot of money. But we loved the Doobie Brothers and Bad Company and ZZ Top and, you know, Ted Nugent and all those 70s bands. So that's how I got my start. And I loved singing. Most of the time I was the lead vocalist in this rock and roll band, and I loved singing, and I was on the bass guitar. So when this band broke up, we graduated from high school and everybody went to college. I couldn't sing anymore. So, you know, I had to learn how to play the six string guitar. And so I learned how to play the six string guitar just so I could sing. And because I love singing. That's my favorite. I love singing. It comes straight from my heart, and I enjoy it very much. But yeah, I started in a rock and roll band in 1974, 1975, when I was 14, 15 years old, and then played pretty much the rest of my life. Yes, sir. That's how I got my start. And I wrote my first song when I was about 20 years old.
That's great to hear, Tex. So it seems like your music career and Navy career kind of overlapped. I mean, when you were in the Navy, did you do anything musically? Or?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask. Thank you. I did. I would go and when we hit, you know, the shore, there was talent shows, and I would play talent shows, you know, around California. And then also, I wrote several songs on that ship in a fan room. I would go sit by myself, like in a, I don't know, big steel room. And I would have my guitar and I would write songs. I wrote Alangapo Cowboy, which Alangapo City is in the Philippines. And Subic Bay, there's a base in the Philippines, Subic Bay base. And so me being from Texas, I'm the Alangapo Cowboy, and it's about my time in the Philippines. And then I had some buddies that were real nice, and they were from California. And I always used to ask them, why don't you just drink alcohol? But they always wanted to do the drugs, you know. And I didn't do drugs. I just drank. And they got kicked out of the Navy. So I wrote a song about called Mr. Coca-Cola Man on that ship. And it's about addiction, you know. And when I was missing my buddies, you know, Sanzo and Sellers. But yeah, I just, you know, whatever happens, I wrote another song about Africa too, you know, but I wrote a lot of songs on that ship in the Navy, and I did get to play music in the Navy. Yes, sir.
Oh, great. So now, Tex, you know, we want to talk, you know, a little bit about your, you know, original music, and we'll talk about the songs in a little bit, but first of all, again, I never like to pigeon any hole anyone, you know, and, you know, kind of put anyone in a corner. But let's just say if I, you know, was coming down the street and I said, hey, Tex, how do you describe your music? I mean, is there a certain way you describe it?
Well, that's such a good question, Mike. Thank you very much. I have to ask people what my genre is. And here's what they say. They say it's country and Americana now. That's what they say it is. So, yes, because I kind of agree with you. Some of my music is just folky, you know, like folk. And then some of it's blues. But, you know, when I play a CD for somebody, they say I'm Americana and country. Yes, sir.
Oh, so I mean, you know, you being in Texas, you know, you feel that there, because, you know, a lot of I've interviewed people and they say, you know, there's that Texas sound. I mean, do you think that you have, I don't know what it is, but, you know, that kind of Texas sound or something that's unique to Texas, or?
Yes, sir. I don't think I can help it. You know what I mean? I was born here and I was raised here. I was born in Houston, but my parents moved to Conroe, which is kind of country, and it certainly was in the 70s. So I was kind of like a redneck hippie. And, you know, but, yes, sir, when you're born and raised in Texas, and you play anything but rock, I think it comes out that I'm Texan. Yes, sir.
Great. So now for you, Tex, you know, what inspires you, you know, to write music? I mean, is there certain things, certain times, or, I mean, where do you think, you know, songwriting, you know, generates for you from?
I believe that it's always been love. I think I'm a romantic, and I love romance. And when I was younger, it was Love Lost or Looking for Love or things like that in my songs. And I've been married now 29 years to my awesome, beautiful wife, Amy. And so she's kind of my muse now. I think of my wife, I think of my family. Yeah, I think of my kids. And some I just totally make them up. They're complete fiction. Some songs are just made up stories that are fun. And, but the deeper songs, my muse is my wife. I love her very much. And, when I think of her, wonderful things come out. And, you know, I also feel like, sometimes, Mike, like I don't write these songs, like they just kind of come through me. I know that sounds a little artistic-y, but my dad was a writer and my mom was an artist. So I am a little bit flaky, I guess. But I believe that God gives me songs. They're not Christian songs, but like something comes through me and to me, and then I'm just I just write it down and play it. And most of my songs are that way. A few like Cowboy Life and Granddaddy's Farm, I sat down and tried to write those, you know, like I can write songs. If I sit down and I say I'm going to write a song, I can. But I like the ones that just come through me from somewhere else.
Oh, great. So I wanted to ask you, Tex, now, you know, you mentioned the songs, you know, you know, a lot of them come through you. Sometimes you write them. But my question is, how much does the song change when you initially get it down till you record it? I mean, is there a lot of changes, or once you've had something off to the recording studio? Or
okay, I first write them, okay, and then I play them several times, and some words, like a word here and a word there, will change to something different, and then I play them at a gig. Two or three, four times, and they may just change a little bit again. And then that's it, as far as I'm concerned, forever. But then I go to record, and of course, the fellow recording it, he's got some different ideas. So they change a little bit more when they get on my CD. And I go to these songwriter classes, and I'm going to admit to you, Mike, that I'm not real good at changing songs after they're written, but I'm trying to learn. I'm open to that. But to me, art is like, once you paint it, it's done. You know, that's what came out. And the story that you're telling needs a certain amount of, you know, words to tell the story. I have heard, you know, from some people, and they're way bigger and better than me, and it's great advice, but they say make a song like 2.5 minutes, and then when you go into production, you know, it'll end up 3.5 minutes. Most of my songs are like 5 minutes, you know. I'm not real good at changing my songs after they're written, to answer your question, but I'm trying to learn, and I'm open to it.
Oh yeah. So you mentioned, Tex, that you do, you know, perform these songs, you know, before you know, you record them, but then after you know record them with the new changes, do you use those changes, or do sometimes someone say, hey, you changed that song, go back to the old way? Or
if somebody has a good suggestion on a change, I will sing it at gigs, you know, the way that the words that they came up with. That's very seldom. And, you know, I can only think of a couple of things that I've changed, because I'm kind of a stickler to, you know, sticking with my song.
Okay, Tex. So I want to talk about, you know, some of these nice songs our audience has been listening to, and you can tell us a little bit, you know, the stories of them. So the first song we have here is Cowboy Life. Can you tell us about this song?
Yes, sir. When I was young, you know, like I say, I anything to escape the house. And I was kind of big. I grew fast. So I was good at football. And I was a defense. I tackled people. So this, people used to get me to work at their ranch, and they'd say, hey man, tackle down those calves and hold them down. So I'd, you know, chase after these calves and tackle them down. And I really enjoyed that. And I have great memories about that as one of my first jobs, you know, working on a ranch, tackling calves. And that's kind of where Cowboy Life came from. It's about me. But then, of course, I used some imagination. And, you know, Cowboy Life, You could also think of that Billy Crystal movie, City Slickers, you know, and the old ranch boss, and, you know, they're working on the ranch and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So some of this stuff, I make it up. The ranch boss is not real. The man who owned the ranch was a doctor, you know, and, you know, staying at night by the fire, trying to learn how to play the harmonica, you know, that's made up. And, but a very fun song for me. People seem to really enjoy it. And it is about me when I was 13 years old, working on a ranch, wrestling down calves.
Okay. And now another song we have here, we mentioned this before, Granddaddy's Farm. Can you tell us about this one?
Yes, sir. I have a son-in-law, and his whole, you know, kinfolk, they're all from Brownwood, Texas. And they tell me about it like it's real hillbilly and, you know, redneck and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So I've completely made up that whole song. You know, I don't know if that's what people want to hear, but my dad really didn't have a farm, and he didn't have a barn, and I didn't learn how to dance at my granddaddy's barn, but very fun song. And it's my imagination of like Brownwood, Texas, you know, hillbilly, you know, get togethers at the big barn, and they got the fiddles and the foot stomping and the stand up bass and all that kind of stuff. And everybody's just having a hoedown. And it's a happy song. I enjoy it very much. But my granddad didn't have a farm, and I didn't learn how to dance in his barn.
Well, okay, here, and another song is Till I Die. Can you tell us about this one?
Yes, sir. That's one that kind of just came to me. And that's about my wife and my relationship. It kind of is like, to me, a guy, and he's contemplating his life. He's by himself. He's got his boots and his jeans on. He's out in the country, and he walks up to a barbed wire fence, and he's just kind of looking at the cattle in the field. And it's a big field with grass, and the wind is blowing the grass. And he's just kind of thinking and having a cold beer. And that starts out with the first verse. The second verse is like, and then the chorus. The chorus is like, my love is steadfast, I'm here forever. Sometimes are fantastic, and every now and then we have a disagreement, but I ain't going nowhere, because when I put on this ring, I promised I'd be here forever, you know? And the second verse talks about, yeah, there's other pretty women. You know, I see pretty women all around me. Some they say they like me, some they don't. Some just want to sneak around the corner. I bite my lip and tell them that I won't, you know. And then sometimes you and me, we're as happy as can be. And sometimes we don't quite see eye to eye. That don't mean a thing, because when I put on this ring, I swore that I would love you till I die. And then the third verse talks specifically about me and Amy. We've been married 29 years now, and we have 3 grown kids and 2 grandkids and another one on the way, buddy. And we're very proud of what we've done together. The last verse says 29 good years and still we're counting. Somehow raised 3 kids along the way. Sorry, I don't look the way I used to. I just can't seem to stop these passing days. And, you know, it's just very specific about the way I feel about, you know, everything we've done. And you know, when you've been married 30 years, well, 29 years, you don't look the same as you looked 29 years ago, you know. So this is just, you know, my song to my wife. And it just means, yeah, I'm going to always be here. I ain't going nowhere. And that's what it means to me.
Oh, great. So, yeah, those are some great songs there. So, Tex, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, where you're, you know, performing. So, I mean, right now in where you are in Texas, do you have an opportunity to do a lot of live shows?
Yes, sir. I do about 4 shows a week. You know, maybe 16 gigs a month. And I really enjoy it. I play all around New Braunfels, Texas, Green, Texas, which is a tourist area. So's New Braunfels, kind of. We've got rivers, and everybody goes tubing and enjoys the rivers very much around where I live. And then there's a cool town where a bunch of artists live and musicians. It's called Wimberley, Texas. And they seem to really love me, too, in Wimberley. So I play San Antonio, Austin, New Braunfels, Green, Wimberley mostly, which is in, I guess, South Central Texas, Mike.
Great. So, yeah, you have a chance to, you know, do, you know, some traveling then, huh?
Yes, a little bit. And my wife always goes with me. She's a trooper. She always goes with me, so I don't have to be all by myself. They call this the Hill Country, Mike. I live in the Hill Country in Texas, the Texas Hill Country.
Oh, so, I mean, for you, Texas, you know, performing in your local area, is there a lot of different variety? I mean, do other artists perform the same music as you, or do they have where they try to have different genres the same night at a venue?
In Texas, my feeling is that a lot of people do the same thing as me. The difference I would say about me is my voice, my singing voice, and then I throw some of my originals in there, and of course that separates me from all the other people that are doing the same thing as me. It's very popular to play solo around here because, quite frankly, the bars and venues don't pay much. So it's not really enough to pay a band, you know what I mean? So pretty much everybody who can sing and play a few chords on the guitar is a singer-songwriter around here. And that includes me. And but yes, a lot of people do the same thing as me. Yes, sir. They just don't have the same singing voice, and they don't have the same personality, and they don't have the same songs.
Oh, so I mean, is you do covers then?
I do some covers. Yes, sir. I do. Would you like to know which ones or?
Yes,
or kind I would. Of the type. Okay, yeah. Well, I like one of my favorites is I sing "Landslide" by Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, and I love that song. And then I do some Waylon Jennings, and I do some Willie Nelson. I do some Turnpike Troubadours, if you've ever heard of them. They're very popular around here. But I do Gary P. Nunn, if you've ever heard of Gary P. Nunn. Now, Mike, around here, you know, we're very proud of a couple of people. One is Towns Van Zandt. He was a singer-songwriter from the Houston area. And so I do some Towns Van Zandt. He's a famous singer-songwriter around here. And then John Prine, if you've ever heard of John Prine, Angel from Montgomery. I love yeah. that song. I do that one. And then, let's see. That's all I can think of right now. But I also do some Jimi Hendrix, and I do some Traffic, and I do some Blind Faith, and I do some Buffalo Springfield, and some America from the old days, you know, Horse with No Name. But just stuff that I love. You know, if I love it, I'll play it. And then I'll try to do 3 covers to 1 original. So that, you know, people love hearing a song they've heard before, and they get a little bit bored, you know, if it's a bunch of songs they hadn't heard before in their life all in a row. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, you know, when you do these venues, you know, over and over again, do a lot of the crowd that, you know, really like your original music, or do you ever get requests like, you're going to make sure you play Granddaddy's Farm or something like that? Or?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, I don't mean to brag about myself, so I want to be careful, you know, what I say, but yes, sir. People are liking my songs very much. They like Cowboy Life. They like Mr. Coca-Cola Man. They like Granddaddy's Farm and one called Forever Love. I'm blessed. People seem to like my original stuff very much. Now, I pick good covers too, you know, and so they do say, I love your song list. Your list of songs that you do is like perfect for around here. And so, you know, I'm kind of proud of the songs I picked on my song list too, you know, that are covers, you know, because not everybody does exactly the same covers, you know.
Great. Tex, I wanted to talk, you know, a little bit about, you know, as far as people, you know, finding out more about you and your, you know, your social media. But first of all, you know, we mentioned that you've been, you know, doing this for 46 years. So you've seen, you know, a lot, and you've seen the invention of the internet. So, I mean, for you, has the internet been, you know, the social media, has it been a big tool? I mean, how did you do marketing 46 years ago for yourself?
Oh my goodness. Oh wow. Back in the old days, you walked into a club. I remember when I was 15, we played at a place called The Warehouse, and it was, you know, I was 15 years old, and we're at this rock and roll club with all these grown-ups, you know, and they're dancing and the place is packed, and then we'd take a break and we'd walk off the stage and they'd go, hey man, that was awesome. I go, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'd walk up to the bar and go, cherry 7-Up, please. Cause we were only 15 and we got all the free cherry 7-Up we could drink. So we thought that was really badass, you know, cause we could drink free cherry 7-Up. But, yes, things have changed. I remember 15 years old meeting the manager of the warehouse, and the whole band is there together, and we had to play some songs for him. And, you know, then he decided we could be the house band, you know. But now it's pretty interesting. I'm learning. You can't really have any opinions on Facebook or any, you can't say an opinion because then everybody like doesn't like you anymore. So you got to like not think and not have any opinions, and you just put where you're playing next and that's it. And, you send people, I do texporterband.com. And I ask people, I just say, hey, I'm Tex Porter from New Braunfels. And, you know, could I please play at your venue? I've been doing this 46 years. Everybody seems to like me. And here's texporterband.com. You can check me out. And, you know, it seems like I'm having a positive response doing that. Internet is new to me. I'll say my age. I'm 61. So this is my first time to Zoom ever in my lifetime, Mike, right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've never used Zoom. My wife did it for me. Amy did it for me. So here I am. But yeah, I'm not real good at social media. And I'm not real good at the internet, and I can see easily that other people really are. Usually the younger people, they're very good at making those fancy memes, you know, with all the little pictures in it. And mine are just kind of like a picture of me, the Tex Porter at the Phoenix Saloon, you know. I'm not real good at it, my friend. I'm not real good at internet or social media or any of that. But I have seen how it changes everything. It really does. And I don't know how to explain that, but big difference, big difference. Yeah. You do it from, you know, your bedroom instead of like driving to the club and playing music for the manager, which we used to have to do.
Wow. So yeah, that's great. So Tex, I mean, you haven't done any of these Facebook live shows then? Or
I did a few of those, you know, it's interesting. It was fun. It was fun. I would not say I was real good at it, but I learned some cool things and they got better and better as I went along. But what happened was during the coronavirus, you know, or whatever you want to call it there. First it was one person would do like a Facebook Live, and then like, two people do Facebook Live, and then pretty soon, like, it was 40 people all on Monday night and 40 people all on. So, everybody went to Facebook Live all at the same time. So it kind of watered it down, but that was fun. And I enjoyed it. And it was a way to perform for people. And while people were stuck in their houses, you know, I enjoyed like getting to play for them so they could be happy and kind of forget all the stressful stuff that's going on.
Great. So Tex, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, many years ago, I think it was like 35 years ago, I went into a place, you know, we went on vacation to Texas, and we went to a place called Gilly's in Houston. And I was just wondering, is that place still there, or do you play there?
Man. Yes, sir. I've got an original 1970s poster, Gilly's Nightclub, on my wall in my bedroom. I'm not really out in the fall scenery yet. This is a background, but I'm in my bedroom. Right. But yeah, I've got a cool picture of a poster, big poster. It's probably worth money because it's old as hell. But yes, Gilly's was the biggest nightclub in Texas. Very popular in the late 70s and through the 80s. And they filmed John Travolta movie. And I can't remember what the heck it was called, but John Travolta was in an urban cowboy. They filmed Urban Cowboy there and it was very popular, but they've since closed that down. But supposedly there's another new one in Vegas or somewhere. I think there's, you know, old Mickey Gilly's still alive and he's got some other Gilly's clubs around. But yeah, that was a cool place, huh?
Yeah, that was really fun. Okay, Tex. Now, as far as if people want to, you know, help support you, well, let's talk about your music. I mean, do you have CDs? Do you have digital download? How could everyone purchase your wonderful music?
Well, thank you very much. I do have texporter.com to check me out. And the way I hear it through the people that, you know, produce all my CDs, is my CDs are available on the internet, Spotify, CD Baby, iTunes, Apple Music, like my stuff is everywhere. And I'd be so pleased, and it would mean a lot to me if people listen to my music and download it, and I hope they like it. Everybody else seems to really like it, and I'm always up for feedback. On Facebook, I'm just Tex Porter. You can find that. And then you can find Tex Porter Singer Songwriter on Facebook. And that's me. On Instagram, I'm Tex Porter Music or something like that. And I'm pretty active on social media just because I get bored when I'm not playing gigs, you know.
right, yeah.
So anybody can talk to me anytime, probably. Yeah. and hear my music. Anywhere where you like to get your music from, download your music from, I'm there. And it's Tex Porter. And my first album is called To My Lady. My second album is called Cowboy Life.
Oh, great, great. And they, so they could purchase both those albums? I mean, a physical?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They can purchase physical CDs if they'd like. And they can get those from me, too, if they'd like. But you can also, you know, I think a lot of people these days download their music onto their phone. You can do that, too. Yeah. Anywhere you download your music, you can get me.
Oh, great. Okay, Tex, I really, we can talk all day.
I know. I feel like I could talk to you all day, Mike. You're very nice fella.
Want to go, but yeah, I guess we could wrap this up. But one thing before we go, we wanted to, I think you explained it, but could you explain where you're, you know, located, I mean, in Texas, in case somebody may be passing through and maybe they'd like to listen to your music?
Yes, sir. I'd love to. Thank you, sir. I am right in between Austin and San Antonio in Texas on I-35, right smack dab in the middle of Austin and San Antonio is New Braunfels, Texas. And I'm all around here. I'm playing all the time, like I say, four times a week all around New Braunfels, Green, which is a German word. It's spelled G-R-U-E-N-E, Green, Texas, very popular place. Wimberley, Texas, very popular place. San Antone, you know, Austin. I'm in Austin now. I'm venturing out a little bit. But yes, sir, they seem to like me around here, and I sure do love them. And I'm very grateful to you, Mike, for calling me up and, you know, asking me if I'd do this. I've never done an interview before, so that was really fun, buddy.
Okay, Tex. Yeah, it really was. Well, we appreciate your time. And any final other thoughts or any other things you'd like to mention before we go here?
Support your local musicians that aren't famous. We love music just as much as the rich guys, and we'll play for you with all the heart we got. And thanks for being here listening today.
Okay, that sounds great. My guest is Tex Porter from New Braunfels, Texas.
You got it, man.
There, a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. You've been listening to What's Up America with Mike Cara, and please catch us again next time.
Thank you, Mike.